Number 5, Unico and the Island of Magic. This one might be the first anime movie I'd ever seen in my life. Of course, there was that one with the traveling chipmunks, but obviously that one wasn't half as memorable. Unico is the story of a gender-confused pink little toddler unicorn who has the ability to bring joy to all the people of the world. The gods grew jealous of him, feeling as though the gods alone should be responsible for distributing happiness. They command the West Wind to go dispose of him. She doesn't have the heart to do so, and she drops him on Earth, hoping he'll escape the gods' notice. However, he always seems to run into unhappy people and evil villains who could use his brand of earnest compassion. The Island of Magic is one of his cinematic adventures, where he meets a sweet young girl named Sherry, whose estranged brother has fallen in with an evil wizard known as Karuku. Karuku is a sinister, inhuman magician with psychedelic rainbow magic, but trust me, this guy is no rainbow bright.
Well, aside from that, am I the sort of person you'd like to spend time with?
He possesses not only every kind of generic magic ability you could think of, but he has a unique talent for turning living, breathing humans into living, breathing Lego blocks. While some villains decorate their lairs with the remains of their enemies, Karuku simply wants to transform everyone into the lair itself.
Please, sir, I beg of you.
You beg of me? I'm volunteering to become living puppets. That's very charitable of you.
Another one of his powers is to freak us the fuck out. There are many reasons this movie stays with me, but I think maybe the piece de resistance is his giant wind-up dragon minion. It has its share of annoying characters, but the animation, specifically on Karuku, is still impressive. It's a kid's show, again.
I am interested in excuses.
But there are some surprisingly dark and creepy moments. Good luck finding a hard copy, but YouTube will be your best friend if you decide to have a look-see. Just make sure to watch it with a friend, or Karuku may be your worst nightmare. Number 4. Detective Conan, I'm really sorry about this, but until you give us an ending, I'll have to go with Grimm's Fairy Tale Classics. Here's a blast from the past. I think I'm technically cheating here because all the episodes were never translated, and I never saw any of them in Japanese. But this was a huge part of my childhood. Ripped straight from the pages of the Brothers Grimm collection of fairy tales, this series tells each story in a lush, colorful, and endearing style. Each episode is everything a fairy tale should be. Epic yet humble, silly yet full of useful morals. You'd be surprised to hear that not every story had a happy ending, too, despite what the opening might say. Ironically, one such story originally did have a happy ending, but was changed to be a more grimly toned cautionary tale. Some weren't great, and a few had very similar storylines, but I loved and still love this collection nevertheless. But on a side note, American McGee, your Grimm game was the saddest excuse for a take on Grimm's fairy tale since that shitty movie with Matt Damon and Heath Ledger. All that build-up for some construction paper Katamari Damacy bullshit. I hate you so much.
Are things really as bad as all that? I keep saying you've seen worse, but it's very little comfort.
We're still cool, right, Alice?
I was beginning to like you.
Sweetie?
You disgusting ogre.
Aw. Move on to the next one. Number 3. Cowboy Bebop. Now, generally, I don't care what anybody else thinks regarding my likes and dislikes. However, if this one didn't make it on my list, I'd have to kill myself. The rest of you would just have to deal with it. Cowboy Bebop is amazing! From the smooth, catchy opening to the gritty plot lines, storyline twists and turns, the unforgettable characters, the addictive soundtrack, the kick-ass futuristic technology, the extraordinary ending that was both uplifting and tragic, and the fact that its overall length was enough to satisfy without outstaying its welcome. God, so rarely do animes ever do everything so well. I mean, I have a few personal qualms. It got a little blasé in the middle, some of the storylines contributed exactly nothing, and I live in constant fear that they'll make a sequel series. It isn't likely, but now that I think about it, weren't they going to make a live-action movie? Let me see if they haven't made any casting decisions. Don't die in a fire, you son of a bitch!
We now return you to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Number 2, Azumanga Daioh. This one is gonna take some explaining. Even once I do, I'm sure nobody will understand it anyway. Most of you jerks can't even watch a single episode without getting a headache, and the rest of you think it's boring. This is an anime about ordinary high school girls living their everyday lives. High school, vacations, studying, hanging out with friends, bumming around, and just watching the clouds go by. This is pretty much it, folks. No magic, no robots, no unwitting goddesses or invisible hands, nothing. So how could I possibly enjoy it? Well, listeners, that's exactly it. I am 26 years old at the time of this podcast.
I'm older than I once was, and younger than I'll be, that's not unusual.
High school is long gone for me, and every day I'm just going to get older and further away from my youth. Azumanga Daioh reminds me of the good old days. I'll be honest, I had, and still do have, a lot of friends who are just like the maniacs you'll see in that cartoon. I've shared moments just like the ones they shared, had desires and dreams like the ones that they had. There was nothing extraordinary about the series, but that's not the point. The point is, when I watch Azumanga Daioh, I can think to myself, yeah, I've been there too. I look at the teachers and think, you're speaking my language. I can look at Kimura and think, I've worked with that guy. Frankly, I don't care if anybody else watches this one. My friends will barely sit through an episode of it for my sake. Well, that's alright. I really only show it to them as a courtesy. I don't watch this show to fill out any repertoires, bragging rights, or whatever. I watch it because on occasion I need to be reminded what I want out of life, what I used to want, and what I used to have. You may not understand, but I don't watch it for you. I watch it for me.